This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello, and today I'm finishing up my series on crisis. I'm talking today about balance as a caregiver, because I think that that's a big problem for those of us that really want to help people. We have a problem with boundaries and balance when we're helping people. The relief and development people, like the United Nations Commissioner on Refugees, or the Red Cross, or World Vision, or any of those organizations, have well-developed strategies and policies to ensure that the caregivers that they employ try and take care of themselves as much as possible. Those people don't work on open-ended assignments. They work for limited periods of time and then get away to recoup and refresh and reanalyze and then go back in. And yet those of us that are more kind of running in and trying to help in the crisis, we probably are very vulnerable to overdoing it and getting out of balance. So balance is an important one to talk about today. First of all, during your caregiving activities, it's important that you live a normal life. Now, how can you be a normal life if you're in the midst of this? Well, what I mean by that is I mean make sure that you eat right and that you sleep right and well and that you give yourself time to defuse and de-escalate some of the stuff that is going on. How can you do that in the midst of all of this? Well, you have to be creative and don't use the fact that you're in the midst of it as an excuse to prevent yourself from doing that. For example, you may have access to fairly nutritious foods, but it requires you to walk a ways or go somewhere and take some time away from your caregiving. So you instead eat less nutritious stuff just because then you can stay in the environment longer. I don't think that's a good idea. May get you through today, but 2 weeks of that will really produce some significant changes in your ability to sleep, your nutritional needs, etc. So try and have normal times. You may have trouble sleeping. That's probably okay, but make sure that you give yourself the opportunity to sleep. I know when I'm dealing with a non-normal situation such as traveling, my tendency is if I can't sleep is to get up and go with the jet lag and do work and everything. I get really exhausted when I do that. I may have gotten work done, but over time it really bothers me. So I try and stay in bed even if I'm not sleeping. It's just at least I focus on things. I meditate on scripture or something like that to give me a chance to at least have a restful period. And that's something that you need to remember and focus on. The next part of balance is that keep your own personal boundaries. Don't promise more than you can deliver. People who are going into or are in the disillusionment phase have already been promised a lot. And for you to promise things that you can't deliver will make it harder for you and harder for them. So don't promise more than you can deliver and don't give away more than you have to give. It's important that you do only what you can and that you try and not take over everything. I was doing some phone consultation following a crisis, an earthquake in Central California on the coast about 8 years ago. And I had a guy call me. As soon as he started talking to me, he started crying. And he said, "See, I don't know what's going on. Every time I try and talk, I start to cry." And I said, "Wow, how long has that been happening?" And he said, "Oh, probably the last 3-4 days. And I said, "Well, tell me what you've been doing." And he said, "Well, I have this job that I'm doing and it wasn't messed up by the earthquake, so I keep doing it. But every night I go down to church or the Red Cross and I pick up things and I help distribute." And I said, "Well, how long do you work on that?" And he said, "Oh, till midnight probably. When do you have to get up for?" So it turns out that this man was getting 4 hours of sleep a night. He wasn't stopping to eat. And he was surprised that after 3 weeks of that, he couldn't cope. I sent him home with the strong admonition to, if he couldn't take a couple of days off from his employer, to just do his job for a couple of days. I said, "People will manage without you." And it was like he understood because he was in the midst of his own crisis, but he needed somebody to give him permission for that. I think that's another important issue of caregiving and balance. Listen to what other people are saying around you and make sure that you give each other the opportunity to be in balance and to be having time for yourself. Sometimes that may mean just sitting on your cot reading or whatever, but you need to take that time. If you're a non-professional crisis helper, you don't often know that that's what you need to do. And if there are those professionals around you, I'd ask them to go out to coffee with you to give you some feedback, to see if there's some things that they can tell you what they do. I learned so much from just picking the brains of those people around me and just finding out that, wow, that's an incredible stress management tool that doesn't require much time, that doesn't require equipment or anything, and it really works. Even something as simple as doing some stretching exercises can make a big difference. Now, as you work on all of this, you're thinking about, well, here I am, and indeed most of the people listening to this are going to be way far away from the action, if you will, in the South Asian part of the world. You're not anywhere near South India or Indonesia or Sri Lanka or Ethiopia or Thailand. And so what should you do, or how do you provide balance? Well, I think balance also goes in terms of don't fixate on all the news you can find. Don't hover over those kinds of things. But you say, well, we want to pray for these things. And I think that's absolutely wonderful and essential. But let's try and focus your prayer in ways that don't overwhelm you. For example, what are some issues that you might think that people need? Think about you. Let's say if you were in that crisis, what were some of the issues and concerns and fears that you would have? Pray for that. If there are names of people given out, pray for those people specifically. If there are friends of yours in other organizations that are working, pray for them in specific ways. The behavioral prayer can be a very good thing for them, but it also is very good for us because it helps us to see what we need to do. I find when I pray like that, I'm thinking, wow, Lord, I need to do more of that, or I need to be careful of that. And so I get the benefit as well from this prayer. What else can you do from a distance? Well, certainly you can have memorial services. You can gather together and collect things or funding to send. You know, used to be that everybody would send food or whatever. And now with the way distribution is and the expenses, organizations want money. And so you think, well, if I can't send these extra clothes that I have, what should I do? One way is maybe it's a little symbolic in that it doesn't help the survivors down in the tsunami region, is to take some of that activity and help those people around you. Everybody needs a hand up everywhere. It's not just only in that part of the world. But as you try and think through and pray and ponder about the survivors down there, also keep your own neighborhood in mind and you may have an opportunity. Gathering together to share what some of your concerns are can be very helpful. Some people have real fears that come out that they're embarrassed or ashamed to talk about because they think, well, we're so far away. And yet I find that just talking about those can really help people feel more comfortable. It can reduce the sense of embarrassment and shame, and other people are probably thinking about the same things. If we are open and honest with each other, I think we'll see that a lot of that is going on. Well, I hope this series has been helpful for you as you process through things. As I said, most of you listening to these programs are probably not going to be in the middle of the crisis, but there's an awful lot that you can do to take care of yourself and to think about and pray about the other people in the midst of the crisis. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.